Unit 9. Audio 34. 1.
I left high school at 16, with no qualifications, so my career prospects were not good. But I got a job at the local automobile factory, working shifts on the production line. Work was kind of monotonous, but I had job security and the money was good. I'd worked there for almost 30 years when I was made redundant. The company got taken over, and just like that, they decided to downsize and shut the factory down. You can imagine. In a small town like ours, when you get that many men laid off all at once because there's no work for them, there's no chance of finding another job. I'd lived there all my life, so relocation to a new place was not an option. I had some redundancy money, and I went for retraining, first on a short computer course to update my skills and increase my employability, then a 2-year course in programming. And because of my background, I ended up as an IT consultant to manufacturing companies. So it was a complete career change, but I don't regret it. It was a whole lot better than being unemployed and having no job to go to, or just taking early retirement.
2.
I worked for a multinational insurance company in Lausanne for 6 or 7 years. The salary was good, but there wasn't a lot of opportunity for advancement. I was beginning to feel dissatisfied, and I didn't feel particularly valued by the management. I felt expendable, like a commodity, really. I was working really long hours for little recognition. I could have made a sideways move, I suppose, but I decided to opt for self-employment. We moved to Geneva, where I set up my own recruitment agency, finding staff for insurance companies. I've come to understand why people really want to change jobs. And it's hardly ever about money. Usually it's for personal reasons, like my own experience. A lot of my clients have some sort of issue with their boss, see them as incompetent, maybe. Sometimes we have very successful women who feel there's a glass ceiling where they work and know they can only get on if they move elsewhere. For others, it's all about growth opportunities. They're looking for training and personal development, but it's just not on offer in their company.
3.
I worked for Ericsson in Sweden until a couple of years ago. I was production manager, and I was a bit restless. I had a good standard of living. My youngest child had just gone to university, and I suppose I was looking for a new challenge, a change of direction. And to be honest, I didn't feel particularly comfortable with the corporate culture anymore. And I was getting frustrated by too many rules and red tape. I was considering applying for a temporary secondment to a production plant in the UK when I came across a charity who were looking for an administrator to work in a specialist hospital in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. And I suddenly realized that what I was looking for was a complete career change. So I discussed it with the family. I got the job and I've been here ever since. I actually found that a lot of the skills I had were transferable skills, like leadership and planning. I don't regret it at all. Of course, there are a few things I miss, and my salary is much lower. But personally, I feel much happier. It's very challenging here, but my quality of life is much better.